My name is Patrick Cross, and I am a well-known paranormal researcher investigator. I've been mostly tracking and researching ghosts for the last 20 years, but I also have experiences and experience having alien and UFO experiences, as well as being abducted and seeing UFOs on several occasions, including up close, almost 100 feet away. So the story, my main story really is that kind of like took me off guard and got me into this was back in the 90s, I was up in, I used to go portaging and hiking with friends up Algonquin Park and Algonquin area up there, as well as Rice Lake. And for anyone who knows Rice Lake in Ontario, it's a pretty scary area. It's pretty haunted. It's pretty desolated. Lots of things go on up there. But we were just camping out, checking things out, and we were there for about 3 days. I think it was on a Saturday night, and about 2 o'clock in the morning, it was crystal clear lake. We were on a ridge overlooking the lake. The lake is probably at its deepest point. Probably one of the deepest places we were at. Nothing was around, crystal clear, pristine. About 2:10 in the morning, we were just camping out, talking, looking at the stars. And all here was the water rushing. We looked at the water at the shore. The water started rushing, and it just looked like a boat was coming by. So we're figuring, maybe there's a boat. And as that was happening, it got louder. Just the whole water was churning. And then we noticed it was turning green, which was kind of bizarre. And something was underneath the water. And the whole area started turning green and rising. And it was just glowing everywhere green. And this thing, disc-shaped thing, was coming out of the water from underneath. And it was just amazing. It was just right in front of me. It was like at least, can't even describe it, how big it was, but it was just huge. Took up the whole lake, and it just rose right up above us, out in front of us, and we're on the shore going, whoa. And it was pretty amazing. Like, it was just no sound. It was just no sound at all. It was just water dripping off of, like, dripping off your dish. It looked like a dish reversed underneath. And all we could see was this green glowing kind of glow where we didn't know where it was coming from underneath the ship. And it just stood there, hovering, no sound, no anything at all. And it was, you could still hear the woods and everything else, and yeah, things moved around the woods. It was just bizarre. And it was at least 3 or 4 minutes. We were trying to take pictures of it because we didn't have really good cameras at the time. It was all dark. We had no flashes. But my other friend saw it, and then it just stood there looking, just as if it was watching us. The whole air was perfectly green. And and then it just shot straight up. It just went, boom, went straight up, right in the sky, and we just watched it go straight up to the sky and just disappear. It was just utterly amazing. It was the most incredible thing. And we just looked together and just, like, almost fell all over ourselves trying to figure out what it was. We were looking out of the water. We couldn't see anything else. We went back to just the way it was, and it lasted, I guess, the whole thing, maybe 10 minutes. Just phenomenal event. After that, I've had other experiences with UFOs and alien stuff, and I have been abducted several times and followed by the men in black. So again, this is was documented on a Camilla Scott show in Toronto with City TV, and I was privileged to be on several other shows, as well as interviewed with Roger Lear, who famous for implants and abductions and x-rays, and I was able to x-ray my finger, my thumb, that had x-rays in it as well. So, very interesting, cool story, but I mostly do ghosts right now. My website is burlingtonghostwalks.ca, and I've been doing ghost walks and tours, director of Burlington Ghost Walks in Burlington, Ontario, for the last 17 years. Thank you, and thanks for listening.